What I say, music lovers, is let's spend a crazy night together. A crazy morning, too, as we go into the Sabbath on formidable 1FM there. Along came Kiss and some crazy, crazy nights. And thank you very much for all the letters and cards that have come in for album requests and the general mail. It's really very exciting to receive the mail, and we're replying to as many as we possibly can. We'll get around to you, don't worry. In the meantime, there's a brand new band called Spread Eagle. They're on MCA Records from America. I think you rather like this. Listen.
Oh,
And there they were on MCA Records, Spread Eagle them from the self-named album there. We must get around to a track also, music lovers, called Switchblade Serenade as the weeks go by. That was called Broken City. It's heading for 16 minutes past 11 o'clock on Formidable 1FM. It is the Saturday-Sunday rock show here every Saturday and Sunday for you. In the meantime, I think we'll go out to Slough, right? Why not? We're calling in Steve Pickard from, I think that's Arborfield Close, Slough, SL12JP. Not one, music lovers, but five letters came from Steve. He's very persistent, my dear Fluff. I know it can take several letters, so I thought I'd send you five of them all at once, right? I'd be incredibly grateful if you would help me out with my problem. And it would be such a thrill to hear the track called Theme from an Imaginary Western again, because it really did move me more than you will ever know, all right? But I tell you what, Steve, I thought the five letters was quite a marathon effort, all right? Thanks for taking the trouble. And Mountain are on the way.
The city.
Hello. Oh, yes, we've got it open at last, the microphone. There it was, co-written by Jack Bruce and great memories of Leslie West and Felix Pappalardi. We can't go on, unfortunately, but there it was for you, Steve, and we certainly hope that you enjoyed From the Mountain Climbing album from 1970, Mountains theme from an imaginary Western, okay? Oh, and by the way, you don't have to wait till Saturday's music, lovers, because Friday night at 10 o'clock, Thomas is on the job.
Show, 10 p.m. Let's the music do the talking.
Absolutely, and Tom's excited about something else, too.
Here we go, rocking all over the world. Nebworth, 90. Show, show. Saturday, June the 30th. Rocking man. Nebworth, 90. The biggest rock event of the year. Saturday, June the 30th. Exclusively live on 1FM.
Thank you very much indeed, Tom, and delighted to know that Magnum's on the job again, too.
Yeah.
And you know, music lovers, they're such a majestic band. They always have been, right? Tremendous entertainment there from Magnum. It's from a forthcoming album called Goodnight LA, and that was called Rocking Chair. Right now, I've had a letter from Mr. Ian Johnson from Real Incluid. I hope you're listening in, Ian. Let me see. Can you please mention two of my friends on the show on the 23rd of June? I intend sending the show to America and the Dutch West Indies. The first 90 minutes, they're going to America. So could you say hello to Sheila? I think that's Ponseca, who lives in Skeeger in Illinois, sometime between 11 and 11.30. We've just actually got it on time, right? The second half we leave a little later on, but Sheila, hope that you're enjoying the show, and stick around for a little bit of rock and roll, right?
Never knowing what
yes, without any doubt, they did boogie along with the rest and the best of them in America in 1976. That's for sure. The very celebrated Outlaws there from Florida, from the album Lady in Waiting, and Stick Around for Some Rock and Roll, the lovely Sheila Ponseca there in Steigerwald, Illinois, okay? By the way, music lovers, that rather bewitching creature, the lovely Doro Pesh, has got a brand new album this year of 1990. This is called Unholy Love. Just listen to this lady carry on. We'll be right back. And come to think of it, music lovers, I think it must be the raunchiest track on the complete album, actually. But there she was, the lovely Doro Pesch, under the name of Doro, of course, on the LP of the same name, and that was A Little Unholy Love. Right, let's go walk east to Lowestoft. Recording in Stuart Robinson from Lowestoft. Stuart, thank you very much for that. I'm delighted to know that you're enjoying the show. Let me see. I'd be more than grateful if you could play 18 by Alice Cooper or Hail England by Men at War for my sister Davina Carswell, who lives in Harlow, Essex. She's a fan of his, and I'm a fan of Men at Work and Bon Jovi, Kiss, Yes, Excalibur, etc. Anyway, keep the show going. I'm looking forward to Donington. I think we all are, actually, Stu. Ta for the letter. Chin up, mate, and press on. And coming for you, Alice, right? Short, it was sweet. There you are, Stuart. Thanks again very much for your letter. It was a delight to get it. Okay, and for your lovely sister there, Davina Carswell, who lives in Harlow in Essex. Along came Alice Cooper there, and I'm 18. I promise you I was never that young. Well, there was a time when the Australian music scene was a little isolated, being all those miles away, but not anymore. But let's go back to 1978. We remember this, don't we?